The wedding industry has been left in limbo at news that numbers allowed to attend a wedding will likely remain at 50 for August. Weddings are currently restricted to 50 people, but it had been expected that this number would double to 100 people on August 5th. However, the Taoiseach yesterday said that the limit might change to 100, but that he doesn't anticipate many restrictions being lifted in the coming weeks. Leo Varadkar advised that couples should operate on the basis that wedding receptions will continue to be limited to 50 people. Wedding planner and president of the Irish Wedding Association, Tara Fay, has described this as hugely upsetting for a lot of couples. She said that a lot of couples would have sent out invitations months ago to 100 people when they initially heard that there could be a possible move to 100 people at weddings in August, as they wouldn't have heard the caveat that it was dependent on current health advice. So we are wondering on Morning Focus whether you're caught in this situation. Are you or have you been planning a wedding for 100 people, and with it now looking likely that it will remain at 50 guests for August, what will you do now? Do let us know. It's 1850 400 964 to call Morning Focus. You can also get in touch with us via text and WhatsApp. That number is 086 1800 964. And to chat about this further, we are joined on the show by Gráinne McGibney. Gráinne is wedding and events planner at the Armada Hotel, a wedding celebrant from Kilrush, and wedding blogger at Atlantic Vows. Gráinne, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Alan. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. No better person. I mean, you're a planner, a wedding planner, a wedding celebrant and a wedding blogger. You've every corner of the market ticked off there, haven't you?
I do indeed. I tell you, it's a hard network at the moment, and you know, it's the never-ending roller coaster of emotions for couples and vendors and suppliers alike, and families and friends even. You know, it's affecting so many people, and I suppose we're still left in limbo, as you say. We're less than 2 weeks out, and I suppose all of our couples, they want to have a safe wedding. We're not putting that down or anything, but you know, it's just a lack of communication from our government. There's no official announcement as of yet. We've kind of got it off the cuff after an interview with Sarah King. And it's not the build-up that our couples are wanting in the final stages of their wedding, to be wondering, will it be 50 or will it be 100? We are very inclined now that it will be 50, and we're guiding towards that now. But it's just the upset now at the moment, and kind of the embarrassment as well for them when they have to kind of go back to a couple of their friends and family and kind of cut that list as well. It's not very easy for them at the moment.
No, and I'm sure, look, some family members or friends who don't make the cut won't be, they'll be more understanding than if it were to happen in normal times. But this perceived lack of communication does seem to be a big issue. I mean, this is just a comment, as you say, in an interview with the Taoiseach, you know, as he is wont to do. But we're not too far from the end of July. Still no official word. And Tara Fay had said nobody in the wedding industry has been consulted about public health measures concerning weddings. I mean, to say that people should operate on the basis that wedding receptions will continue to be limited to 50 people, that's not a 100% confirmation.
No, it's still not an official announcement. We're still waiting on that. And they say next week. That leaves it like 7 days before we can actually get an official announcement to the wedding that's meant to happen on the 5th of August with your 100 guests that they had planned, invited, that we are prepping for, we're ordering food for, we're getting rosters ready. We had to take on a lot more staff because it's a double amount the number. We're trying to prep here in the hotel and get organised. And for us not knowing until 7 days beforehand, it leaves us with very little time, you know. And for even the Taoiseach came out yesterday, and when asked about the vaccination and what about guests that were vaccinated, a lot of our guests that are attending weddings now will be fully vaccinated, a large majority of them, and say that they hadn't even considered looking at that, their prospect of having a protocol there for vaccinated guests attending and having larger numbers. Like, that's a lack of respect for our couples and lack of respect for anybody planning a wedding. It's a huge industry. There's a huge amount of value, not only to venues, but it's across the board. You know, it's accommodation, it's the activities and things around the areas. A lot of our guests are travelling to different destinations around Ireland for weddings. So it's not just affecting a venue or a couple, it's the whole environment around it as well that are going to be lacking.
That seems to be one of the things that stings the most, the Irish Wedding Association saying that, look, what makes the lack of communication or consultation with the industry about public health measures concerning weddings hurt even more is that the wedding industry contributes hugely to local economies and tourism. So with that in mind, that there has been little to no consultation seems to be really sticking in the craw.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a lot of couples are staying here, you know, two or three nights. They're making a few days out of it. But what's going to happen now when it goes to 50? Do they cancel the rooms? You know, a lot of venues, not only ourselves, but venues across the country or suppliers across the country, you know, they might have had to pay in advance for 100 people. So maybe their venues have had them to ask, pay for in advance when they're doing their orders and things like that. So what's going to happen now for them? You know, I think, you know, venues are ready for 100. We're here. You know, there is restrictions still in place. We have our social distance and we have plenty of hand sanitizers. We're COVID compliant. You know, we've changed the service of our meals to be more efficient and more safety for your guests. And not only that, we have a curfew there. So, you know, to think that you could have a restaurant and a hotel with 100 guests in there that are staying in house, but you can't have 100 people that are nearly vaccinated and are part of different bubbles, but you can't have them in the ballroom. Like, it's an absolute ridiculous.
You touched on a little while ago, Grainne, how much this will discommode, you know, your staff's plans in terms of like rooms at the Armada. I mean, like, if someone had planned a wedding for 100 people, as you say, in the ballroom, and they have to go with 50 now, are there smaller rooms? Do you just have to move that wedding to a smaller room, or do you have to just cordon off half the ballroom? I mean, how are you trying to get around this this situation that looks likely to come next month?
Yeah, like we have a set plan for 100 people, so we cordon off a separate area for them in a different room, and then we have a plan for 50. So we're still in limbo to find out whether we need to cordon off that area and stop lunch bookings for that their day, or can we carry on with what we're doing with the smaller, more intimate weddings and have their own private area in a different side of the hotel. So we're still left in limbo. We need to know how many staff we need for those days. The food orders need to get processed within the next 3 days for the weddings next week and in the following week. So we're all left at the last minute. And I suppose we're just asking the government for more of a roadmap, not only just for August. We're thinking ahead here to September, October, November. It's the couples that are being affected so much and the suppliers. You know, we can't be going on a week-to-week basis and finding out what's going to happen in 2 weeks' time now, like next week. We need to find out what's happening on a month-to-month basis, get a roadmap for the final of the rest of the year, and have more clarity when it comes to it, so that we can actually enjoy this build-up and have some kind of plan and action for the rest of the year.
I mean, Grainne, from what you're explaining there, it sounds like it's creating pressure and stress for you and your staff, but obviously for the couple as well. And reading about what weddings are like at the moment really makes me glad that I got married years ago. I mean, once they get over this whole issue of potentially, you know, only having 50 people in August, as looks likely, and having to, if they've sent out the invites a month or two ago, having to contact 50 people and try and explain, look, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to come. When the wedding happens, no live music, no first dance, people have to remain seated at tables of six, no grand top table, no crowded dance floor. And weddings have to adhere to a curfew of 11:30. It just sounds like a fairly joyless experience, to be perfectly honest, for what should be one of, if not the happiest day of a couple's life.
Yeah, like they've sacrificed so much, and now they've just been taking something else off of them, that extra 50 guests. You know, a lot of them are vaccinated. It's another strike to them. The wedding industry has been come down so hard on. And look, we understand there is a safety there. There is the high cases at the moment, but there's never more a safer place to be than in a venue that is COVID compliant, that we're sacrificing all these elements so that they can have a safe wedding. And you know what, Alan, I do have to disagree with you in some ways. The smaller weddings are lovely. Like, we've had a number of weddings here now since we've reopened, and I know it's hard for the couples to imagine the day when they had planned for maybe 200 and 250 and the 150s, but the smaller weddings are so nice. They're such so more intimate. The love in the Gras is still there. And it's funny, the next day when we do our feedback with our couples here, you know, they're glowing, they're beaming. They're able to talk to everybody. They were able to see other faces and embrace that their small connect. They probably haven't seen a lot of them in so much in a long time. Mm. And every one of them the next day, we haven't had any regrets. We would do it again. You know, thinking back, we mightn't have gone for the 300 wedding now because that their day yesterday was so amazing. So in a way, I might have to disagree with you. I know they are sacrificing a lot, but they are still magical in every sense of the way.
Oh, no, to be fair, Grania, I agree with you. I mean, I've been at smaller weddings and they're just as much fun. I'd say, yeah. I mean more. All the restrictions and the no live music and the curfew, 11:30 curfew at a wedding of all occasions.
It's not an Irish wedding.
No, it really isn't. I mean, look, I'm sure the couples who do get married during COVID with these restrictions in place, it's still a fantastic day. It's, yeah. You know, it's still they're getting married to the person, the love of their life, but it just, knowing what it was previously and what it hopefully will be again, I suppose maybe they just have to put that out of their mind on the day itself.
Yeah, and I suppose when we got the announcement for 100 guests earlier in the year, you know, it was ambitious of the government. We were shocked. You know, we didn't think it would come on so fast. But we embraced it and we got excited, you know, that numbers were increasing. You know, there was that positivity around weddings and the joy came back into it. The wedding planning got underway. We're prepping now for it and getting everything organised. And then only 2 days ago, it kind of just hit us again that it was back again to square one. You know, we're not moving forward. Again, just the pressure and the upset that they're causing, I don't think they realise that that's the problem. You know, if they just communicated with us a little bit more and give us more notice that we can turn around these things, with less than 2 weeks now to our 5th of August when numbers are due to change now, like them couples, some of them are still waiting to send out invites, some of them had sent out invites. You know, it's a very stressful time and not the build-up that anybody should be going through in the final stages of the wedding plan.
Not at all. Just to finish, Grania, I just want to put a message to you that we've received via WhatsApp from O'Neill and Ballier. He says, my fiancé and I put our August 2020 wedding back to this August previously, but a few months ago we took the decision to further delay it to 2022. It was clear to us in spring that this summer would probably still see some restrictions in place. It's not ideal, but given what had transpired over the last year and a half, anyone planning a wedding should know that all restrictions would be dependent on current COVID levels. It's frustrating, but we're very cognizant that public health must come first. Government, however, need to be quicker and clearer with the communications as to what the exact situation will be for couples and businesses. So at the end, their own pretty much agreeing with you that just communication needs to be happening and needs to be very clear, and I suppose get enough notice to plan ahead.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you couldn't have put it in a better way there now. Like, that's the problem that we're having, like turning around last minute. You know, it's a difficult situation to try and find staff at the moment. You know, we've recruited a lot of staff here in West Clare, and it's fantastic that we've such a great team here in the Armada. But I suppose it's just to take note that, you know, we can't make this happen overnight. There's a lot of planning in the stages of a wedding, not only for a venue, but for a couple, and to put everything in place. The accommodation sense of things, you know, will we release them? 25 rooms, will we? We don't know. Will we be able to resell these rooms? The government don't think of these things. We're trying to make the most of the summer that we've had, even though we've lost the last nearly year and a half of everything. So we are trying to make the best for each and every one of our couples. But we hope they do have a special day, and we hope it does come apart, and they have the most magical memories on the day itself. But for now, it is a stressful week. We're waiting on this official announcement. And hopefully we'll get it early next week, so we know what the plan is for August, and I'm hoping September as well, because we're coming to the stage where September need to send out invites now, and we can't leave it to the last minute. Yeah. We need a clear answer now.
Yeah, need to plan ahead, definitely. And look, couples do end up having their weddings. We're sure they're going to have a fantastic day once they get over all the pressure and ignore all the noise surrounding it. Grania, thanks very much for joining us. That's Grania McGibney, wedding and events planner at the Armada Hotel, wedding celebrant from Kilrush, and wedding blogger at Atlantic Vows.